Welcome to our ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. We believe Jesus of Nazareth is inviting a whole new generation of Christ followers to leave what we call 3B ministry, where we measure success using building size, bucks in the offering, and butts in the seats, and become 3C contemplative activists. For the true Christian life consists of communion with Christ, community with one another, and responding to Jesus' commission to go out into the world caring for souls, for the greater glory of God. We hope you'll enjoy today's program. And now, here's your host, Pastor Marty Bowler.
Hi, friends. Welcome to this ContemplativeActivist.com podcast. It's our hope that these podcasts will offer you a little bit of hope and encouragement as you continue your journey with Jesus. If you're just joining us, we are at the beginning of a podcast and blog series entitled Living Purposefully. As we see it, Jesus' purposeful life was made that way because he freely chose to allow his Father in heaven to define his life for him. In this short series of 9 podcasts and blogs, we'll unpack this idea of living a Christ-centered life and explore how we, like the Master, can become recipients of God's amazing gift to live life on purpose and to the full. Today's theme is Living Purposefully, Learning to Listen and Discern. Let me begin by reading today's Lectio Divina from John chapter 5, verses 30 through 32 and verse 36. I'll be reading from the Message Bible. This is Jesus speaking. I can't do a solitary thing on my own. I listen, then I decide. You can trust my decision because I'm not out to get my own way, but only to carry out orders. If I were simply speaking on my own account, it would be an empty, self-serving witness. But an independent witness confirms me, the most reliable witness of all. And that witness is the work the Father gave me to complete. These very tasks, as I go about completing them, confirm that the Father, in fact, sent me. Without a doubt, Jesus of Nazareth is considered, even by non-believers, to be one of the most influential people of all time. Many, over the centuries, have studied the life and ministry of this common man from Nazareth, as recorded in the 4 Gospels, and concluded that no one in world history has been able to accomplish the amazing work that this one man of great passion and purpose has done. Just think of it. An unpretentious Israeli child, born to a humble couple who did their best to carve out a simple life in the obscure village of Nazareth, goes on to become the founder of what is today the world's largest religion. History shows us that within 300 years of Jesus' humble beginnings, the Christian faith he first established in 33 AD had become the accepted religion of its day across the expansive Roman Empire. An amazing feat no one could ever have imagined back when the Way, as it was first called by some, was known simply as a small, non-impressive Jewish sect led by a handful of uneducated and untrained men and women. Yet for those who study amazing stories like this, it's apparent that the works of Jesus, i.e. his 3-year ministry followed by his death, resurrection, and ascension into heaven, so motivated these early Christians that today this same ministry of the Master has now expanded worldwide, swelling the ranks of Christ followers into a global movement of 2.2 billion people, nearly one-third of the world's population. Last time we looked a bit deeper into this amazing ministry of this God-man, Jesus of Nazareth, and discovered through his own words that the secret behind his purposeful living was his ability to do and say only those things he first heard and saw his Father in heaven doing. That's referenced in John 5, verses 19 and 20. And just in case we missed it the first time, the Master repeats this same truth here once again in today's passage. Jesus said, "I can't do a solitary thing on my own. I listen, then I decide." Which now begs the following question for all of us who are called by God to obediently follow in Jesus' footsteps, i.e. his disciples, continuing his work and ministry into our generation. I'll state this burning question as gut honestly as I can. Sure, I understand that Jesus only does what his Father is doing. But isn't that because he is the divine Son of God? How about little old me? How in the world can I be sure of what the Father is doing? My mentor John Wimber helped me immensely with this difficult question. So over the next few blog and podcast sessions, I'll share with you some of his thoughts on this subject, and hopefully you'll begin to see your way, like I have over the last 30-plus years, through these troubling concerns. First of all, when looking at what Jesus reveals here about his ability to only do what the Father is doing, John Wimber believed that the key phrase is this: I listen, then I decide. You see, the simple truth that stares me in the face each day is the fact that when left to my own human devices, I rarely, if ever, stop my activity long enough in order to do what Jesus says he did on a regular basis. Deep inside, every human being has a doer mentality. Most of the time, that get-or-done attitude works well for me. But quite honestly, that same doer inside me becomes a rigid obstacle when it's time to stop my activity and do here what Jesus did. 1. Listen for the Father's leading. And 2. Decide or discern how to put the Father's leading into action. In recent years, I've come to realize that some of the most anointed men and women of God over the past centuries have been Christ followers who have tamed their doer while learning the fine art of listening and discerning. Yet sadly, these same two spiritual disciplines have been largely lost in this get-or-done society where telling and selling are much more preferred over the gifts of listening carefully and asking great questions. So today, let me leave you with this one thought to ponder. In this busy society where the key to success seems to be best defined with the command, "Don't just sit there, do something," consider carefully, listen and discern the importance of the way I believe Jesus might state it: don't just do something, sit there. I'm finding in recent years that Jesus' true success in only doing those things he saw the Father doing was not nearly as much a result of his divinity, but more on his spirit-breathed ability to stop his own activity, taking the extra time he needed to listen for the leading of his Father, and then discern how he might act on those things he was hearing. Listen and discern. Anybody want to take a little break here to practice these two fine arts? Will you pray with me today? Jesus, I've heard it said that practice doesn't make perfect, it makes permanent. I thank you so much that you've given us this secret to your ability to do only those things you saw the Father doing. Yes, I believe your divinity made for your 100% perfection rate. But as for your ability to listen and discern, I truly believe those were two spiritual disciplines you, like us, had to practice in quieting your flesh in order to make them a permanent part of your life and ministry. Teach me your ways, Master, for your name's sake. Amen. So here are some questions to ponder today. Have I excused myself from doing Jesus' ministry in my generation because I see it as something only the divine Son of God can do? What might it look like to say no to the things I've been doing out of my fleshly ideas of serving God while beginning a new season of listening and discerning like Jesus did? And finally, what might it look like today for me to quiet my fleshly doer in order to practice the fine spiritual art of listening and discerning. Finally, we'd love to hear from you. Let us know how you are experiencing God as you ponder on this theme of living purposefully. Go over to our website, thecontemplativeactivist.com, and click on the Contact Us page. We look forward to hearing from you. This is Marty Bowler, hoping your day will be full of God presence, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. See you next time on The Contemplative Activist.